From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. New York City police officer Rafael Ramos, who was killed along with his partner in an ambush a week ago, was honored on Friday. His wife and two sons were joined at his wake by hundreds of uniformed officers, including dozens who saluted as his flag-draped casket was carried into a Queens church. Republican Congressman Peter King was among those paying respects.
He was a heroic NYPD officer. He paid the ultimate price. He put his life on the line. And all of us are indebted to him and to the other 35,000 police officers.
The funeral for Officer Ramos is Saturday. Vice President Joe Biden will attend, along with Mayor Bill de Blasio. The service is also expected to attract an estimated 25,000 officers from around the country. The White House is calling 2014 a breakthrough year for the U.S. economy, with the strongest pace of job growth since the late 1990s. NPR's Scott Horsley reports workers are finally beginning to see a bit of difference in their paychecks.
A year-end report from the President's Council of Economic Advisors notes that average wages inched up in 2014. White House economist Jason Furman says that's an improvement from the pattern we saw in the first several years of the recovery.
The overall strengthening of the economy is translating into those wage gains that are outpacing inflation. You have seen over at least the past year an improvement in the mix as well. The jobs that are being added at a faster pace are in higher wage sectors like construction and manufacturing.
While the average pay raises have been modest, the cost of living is growing even more slowly. That's thanks in part to cheap gasoline and slow growth in medical bills. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In 2014, Britain passed France to become the world's fifth largest economy. But as NPR's R.A. Shapiro reports from London, those figures may not be entirely above board.
The British economy made a huge jump in 2014, but that's not because of massive economic growth. It's because the government changed the equation. For the first time this year, the UK started including money from prostitution and illegal drugs in its economic calculations. On paper, it looks like the British economy grew by $100 billion and overtook France in the rankings. France does not include black market business in its calculations. Economists stress that this is just an accounting measure and that in reality the French economy might still be bigger, but British newspapers crowed nevertheless. The Sun tabloid ran with the headline, "One in the Eiffel." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
Commercial poultry producers say they're concerned the outbreak of a bird flu virus found in Washington State and Oregon will hurt exports by prompting some nations to impose trade barriers. Officials suspect that wild ducks that breed in Alaska and Northeast Asia have spread the virus to the U.S. mainland. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Jeb Bush is stepping down from the board of directors of Tenet Healthcare. The company says the former Florida governor will resign his seat at the end of the year. The move comes as Bush actively explores a presidential run and unwinds some of his business commitments. Jazz clarinetist Buddy DeFranco has died. He was a prolific artist who recorded with the likes of Billie Holiday and Oscar Peterson. NPR's Jasmine Garst has an appreciation.
Born in 1923, DeFranco started playing in swing bands. But by the 1950s, a more unsentimental sound called bebop stormed the jazz scene. Many clarinetists found themselves out of fashion. DeFranco survived by successfully creating a virtuoso style more fitted to the fast-paced new music. DeFranco formed his own small groups, recording and touring the world for 75 years. In 2006, he was named a National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master. He died on Wednesday in a Florida hospital. He was 91 years old. Jasmine Garst, NPR News.
Former South Carolina Governor James Edwards has died. He was the state's first Republican governor since Reconstruction, and he later served as Energy Secretary for 2 years in the Reagan administration. His family says Edwards died Friday at the age of 87. A magnitude 5.5 earthquake struck off Panama's Pacific coast on Friday. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was relatively shallow. So far, no damage has been reported. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.